Quebec's largest teachers group announced today that it is suspending negotiations with the government. The move by the Fédération Autonome des Enseignants, or FAE, will affect 34,000 francophone teachers in Quebec. And in a press conference this afternoon, the FAE said that they do not like the Quebec government's austerity measures, and they do not like their attitude at the negotiating table. This, of course, comes on a day when dozens of schools received threats that were said to be tied to teachers' actions. Robert Green is a teacher at Westmount High School in Montreal. He joins me on the line. Good afternoon, Robert.
Hi, how are you doing, Sue?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you? What are you thinking about this decision to suspend negotiations?
Well, to be honest, I'm not surprised. It sort of speaks to everything that we've been hearing about what's been going on at the negotiating table. And that is that the government, through 64 separate meetings, has shown zero movement on basically improving the learning conditions of students. Or sorry, not just improving them, maintaining the existing learning conditions of students. So they have shown recently some openness on specific issues. However, they've also said that that has to happen within their overall sort of financial framework. So what that means is, for example, if we're going to maintain the supports for special needs students, we're going to have to cut something somewhere else. And, you know, from my perspective as a teacher, that's not negotiating. That's asking the teachers' unions to be partners in the dismantling of public education in Quebec. And I strongly believe that they should not be doing that. So again, it doesn't surprise me that they've walked away from the table.
But then walking away from the table, what does that mean now? We've seen sort of sporadic strikes. What, mm-hmm. I mean, what do you think the next step is?
Well, the aim of that is to increase the pressure on the government and to expose the fact that through this entire, 6 month period, the government has been negotiating in bad faith. They have at no time shown any willingness to respect their own electoral commitment, which was to invest in public education. And what we've seen in the last week is they're more interested in investing in a tax evading, corporation, Bombardier, that's been, sending jobs down to Mexico, than they are in the students in Quebec's public schools. And so, that also has us really questioning what is this government thinking? What are its priorities? It's been telling us for 6 months it has no money for this, no money for that. And now, last week it's come forward with $1.3 billion to give to Bombardier.
Right. I mean, the government has argued that, these are separate envelopes that are allocated in the budget. I mean, I've been to those budget meetings and they definitely, there's X amount for healthcare and X amount for education. I take your point on the Bombardier and I'm not arguing with you, but I'm just wondering, given that the government has said, look, we have X amount for education. I mean, are the teachers negotiating in good faith, too? Because it strikes me that the two sides are pretty far apart, certainly monetarily.
The teachers have been clear from the outset that they will not agree to seeing the services offered to students reduced or cut. And so we're just being true to what we've been saying all along. And we've had an enormous amount of public support in that. I mean, the fact that, there's been 300, human chains around schools of teachers, parents, and community members is, I think, illustrating that this government is out of touch with what the public wants. And what the public wants is high-quality public education for all.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're seeing is that there's been no political will from the government to make that happen.
So I'm just curious from the English teacher's point of view, I mean, how much will this move today by the FAE influence moves by the English teachers?
Oh, that's very difficult to say because we're part of the much bigger Front Commun coalition. So, and that involves more than just teachers. So, I wish I could predict what that's going to mean for the members of the Front Commun, but I would suspect that the leadership of the Front Commun is also getting extremely frustrated. I mean, how many meetings do we have to sit through before government shows some movement?
Right. I guess the question on certainly most probably parents' minds is, mm-hmm. is there a general strike looming on the horizon?
That's, you know, that is, again, impossible to say. I think, honestly, what is more likely is that there's a special law looming on the horizon. And if that happens, you know, this is going to be devastating. I mean, the things that the government is proposing, specifically with regards to withdrawing support for special needs students, this is going to cause real human suffering. I mean, as a teacher, I think every teacher in Quebec has seen what it's like to have a child, you know, melt down on a test because they haven't gotten the support that they needed. And we're going to see more of that. We're going to see more